Scene Mom says, welcome to the new podcast from former Phoenix radio host Danny Cutler. Each week, bringing you independent music, industry news, the occasional interview, and other fun segments. Let's get to it.
Side of the drink, looking for getaway. This looking made me think about the ships I've wrecked, tried to mend and sail. A lonely dream, a broken wing, another time to fail. I'm tired of chasing shadows and the pills that take away my confidence and run me to the hills. I'll dust off this old paper in my chest. There's nothing left to lose at all. It's time to leave the nest. Will this treasure map lead my heart to you? I'm healing over sailing onward to the blue. With my compass and the stars, set a course for where you are. I run ashore for you, pirate of love. Rudderless, hopeless and ashamed, wandering down the galleyways of nonsense and the blame, till I thought about the kindness in your eyes. Longing for a home tonight, you made me realize that your treasure map will lead my heart to you. I'm healing over sailing onward to the blue. With my compass and the stars, set a course for where you are. I'd run ashore for you, pirate of love. This come about, with this change in my direction. This come about, with this change in my direction. This come about, your ex is my attention. Will this treasure map lead my heart to you? I'm healing over sailing onward to the blue. With my compass and the stars, set a course for where you are. I run ashore for you, pirate of love. With this treasure map, lead my heart to you. I'm healing over sailing onward to the blue. With my compass and the stars, set a course for where you are. I run ashore for you.
Welcome to the Scene Mom Says podcast, episode 3. That was Secret Harbor and Pirate of Love off his new album, Another Day for the Blue. As always, I'll have links to all the music in the episode show notes. How's everybody doing? It has been a very cold week here in New England, and I'm really glad I'm not in the Midwest, because I don't know if I could handle Detroit and Chicago and all of those temperatures. It's actually a nice mild winter weather, freezing cold here in the Massachusetts area. But now it's getting up to the 30s and 40s, which should amuse everybody in Phoenix. I am not complaining, though. This is exactly the kind of weather that I want. My husband might not feel quite the same, but he is enjoying the changes in weather and the beauty that the snow brings. All right, I have another jam-packed show for you with music news, your weekly marketing tip, a little nerdy news, and of course, plenty of music. Scene Mom Says, let's get back to it with the new single from Texas artist Max Frost. This is The Ghost.
things that are left around. Cobwebs in a haunted house. Could have sworn I saw you in the park. It was almost after dark, but I blinked and you were gone. So I just hope you go. Going underground. Could have sworn I saw you in a dream. Like a 50s movie scene. You want a day older than 19. And I just hope you go.
Let's go.
From Germany, that was Sebastian Eggerbauer, otherwise known as Telquist, and his new single, Brother. See, Mom says it is time for some music news. Madonna is facing a lawsuit after she allegedly delayed the starting time of 3 concerts in New York City. Per Billboard, ticket buyers Michael Fellows and Jonathan Haddon filed a complaint in Brooklyn Federal Court last Wednesday, claiming that Madonna had breached her contract with concertgoers and violated New York State laws by taking the stage more than 2 hours later than the scheduled 8:30 p.m. start times. As a result, concertgoers got out of the show after 1 a.m. and were, quote, left stranded in the middle of the night due to limited public transportation and rideshare surge pricing. The ticket buyers were allegedly caused further harm because it was a weeknight concert, which meant they, quote, had to get up early and go to work or take care of their family responsibilities the next day. The shows took place at Brooklyn's Barclays Center in December after being rescheduled from July due to Madonna's hospitalization for a bacterial infection in June. In addition to Madonna, the lawsuit names Live Nation and Barclays Center as defendants. Now, I never really expect the show to start on time, but 2 hours late is definitely ridiculous. I don't know how this suit is going to play out, but I definitely understand. And not being able to catch public transportation as quickly or those surge prices on ride sharing, I mean, just the cost alone is ridiculous. And then you're waiting for 2 hours for a show to start? I don't think so. We'll see how that goes. Hey, are you old enough to remember Napster? Napster has ambitions to change the music landscape again. This time they're teaming up with Terra Zero Technologies and they're going to create a metaverse for artists. Terra Zero is an advocate for the open metaverse, and the collaboration aims to change how artists connect with their fans through immersive virtual hangouts, which will open up new dimensions in music fandom and monetization. The partnership kicks off with the signing of independent Chicago rap, funk, and R&B artist Rick Wilson, who is the first artist to launch a virtual hangout on Napster's platform. The partners hope this marks a transformative shift in how fans engage with their favorite artists on a music digital service provider. CEO of Napster said in a statement, quote, "Previously, these kinds of virtual metaverse-style worlds have only been available with platforms like Fortnite and Roblox, but now everyone and anyone will be able to access these engaging artist hangouts straight from their browser." Very interesting. The inaugural virtual hangout, which features Wilson, allows Napster subscribers to enter a custom-designed virtual space where they can chat with fellow fans, explore the environment, and listen to Wilson's music. In the next weeks, Wilson is going to debut his new single live within the virtual hangout, adding an extra layer of interaction. That is very interesting. We'll see how that goes. And we'll see what other spaces, like, say, Spotify or whatever, jump on and try and get in on that as well. And will Meta do it? We've already got Meta's Metaverse, so we'll see where that goes. So that is your music news this week. And if you have any feedback or other thoughts about anything on the show or these stories, you can shoot me an email, cmomsays@gmail.com. Let's get back to the music. I am so happy to play a little sneak listen, a little sneak preview for you. The new single from Lisa Barca is going to be released this Friday, the 26th of January. See, Mom says it's party day.
What? You're listening to the Scene Mom Says podcast with your host Danny Cutler.
On a different page, a different book, a different story. Get you hooked, we're in a Maury. Early morning, not for glory. This ain't Tory. If they take it back, wonder if you'll take it back. Paper printing, face to facts. When they hate on that. Oh yes, I pray for it, not the loving from you. Since the days before it came, there was nothing to lose. You lost your taste for it, probably due to cocaine and spoons. Spoon fed motherfuckers off the chain on the loose. Well now you know. Now you never even know how. Only proudest of me when I slow down. Tell me, do you really wanna stay? So I'ma stay down. Wonder how you getting out my way now. Wander to my city, lost your way out here. I don't wanna give it all away. I'm on the way. Now I'ma stay, now I'ma go. Nowadays is how they roll. They conversate on all relations, common cold. Sick of them like common cold. Taking wins, you lost the show. Know some words you're often told. Seen it then, I caught it though. How'd I know? Well, you can hide disappointment. I don't live and die for enjoyment. I know things I shouldn't, clairvoyance. Not your type to try to avoid it. Got the sand slipping, I feel the tidal waves. This is not no surf lesson for those who spend some idle days on a final wave. Now you know. Now you never even know how. Only proudest of me when I slow down. Tell me, do you really wanna stay? So I'ma stay down. Wonder how you getting out my way now. Wander to my city, lost your way out here. I don't wanna give it all away. I'm on the way, so I'ma stay down. Wonder how you getting out my way now. Wander to my city, lost your way out here. I don't wanna give it all away. I'm on the way.
So many new things to share. That was a new artist out of Arizona, Chino, and a single off his new album, which was released by Fervor Records, called Chameleon. The single is called Stay Down. And hey, it's my first explicit tag on a show. It only took 3 episodes. Before that, we had some Carol Pacey and the Honey Shakers. And I wish I could play their new single, which is a cover of Duran Duran's Wild Boys. But the downside of podcasting versus radio is the licensing is a bit of a tricky rascal. But I will link to the amazing video that they created in the show notes. It really, I don't know, it's just a good interpretation of the song with the visuals that they put together. So it's just wonderful. And I'm still looking into how I can play covers if the artist got the cover license for distribution. And if I can do it because of that, and if I get permission, I don't know. If anybody knows anything about that, shoot me an email, scenemomsays@gmail.com. But the default is, no, you can't play any copyrighted music. I also played a little sneak preview for you of the new single from Lisa Barca. It is called Party Day. She's dropping that one this Friday, the 26th of January, everywhere that you stream or listen to music. Please go and support these artists however you can. Streaming is fine, but if you feel like throwing a few dollars their way to download music or buy some merch, I know that they would appreciate your support. All right, Scene Mom says it's time for a couple of moments in music history. On January 22nd of 1977, Paul McCartney went to number one on the U.S. album chart with the triple live album Wings Over America, Paul McCartney's 6th U.S. number one after the Beatles. The album cover was designed by Hypnosis, who were nominated in 1978 for a Grammy Award for Best Album Package for this album, which depicts an airliner about to open its cabin door. Side note, if you haven't seen the documentary about Hypnosis on Netflix, I highly, highly recommend it. On January 24th in 1992, Nirvana played their first ever show in Australia at the Phoenician Club in Sydney. Also on the bill were Tumbleweed and the Meanies. And born on January 25th of 1938, American singer Etta James had 9 U.S. top 40 hits during the 60s and the 1996 U.K. number 5 single, I Just Want to Make Love to You. In 2008, James was portrayed by Beyoncé Knowles in the film Cadillac Records, which was a fictional account of Chess Records, James's label for 18 years. Unfortunately, by the mid-1960s, James was addicted to heroin and encountered a string of legal problems and time in jail for violating probation due to her addiction. James passed away on January 20th of 2012. And on January 27th of 1973, the lead single from Stevie Wonder's Talking Book album, Superstition, became his second number one single in the U.S., 10 years after his first number one hit. Jeff Beck created the original drum beat while in the studio with Wonder. After writing the song, Wonder offered it to Beck to record, but at the insistence of Berry Gordy, Wonder himself recorded it. Beck instead was offered 'Cause We've Ended as Lovers, which he recorded on his Blow by Blow album in 1975. That is a few moments in music history for you for the week of January 22nd through 27th.
Lift me up, watch me fall. Take my hand, don't look down. Save yourself, save your soul. Write me off, watch me drown. I could never change. Wading through these sharp confessed waters of the broken and the damned. Do you understand that the plan ain't so simple? It ain't so simple. These infectious diseases have contaminated my reasons for the heartache and heartbreak bridge. Take another sip, bouncing back between what's holding me down and what's stuck to me up. You better believe that I'm not giving in.
Vodka and tattoos to get me by. Late nights and bad moods when you arrive, and you just rolled your eyes at me. I wish I could show you a little bit faster. Scream and fight when it should have been laughter.
This Modern with I Hate This Weather, and we had KRXS before that with Weightless. And yes, everything will be in the show notes so that you can follow along with them and what they're doing, maybe catch a show or just hear more of their music. All right, it is time for your marketing tip of the week. And if you followed my marketing tips online through my Danny Cutler content creation business for even 5 minutes, you've probably seen me post about this. It is the bane of my marketing existence. Stop sharing from Instagram to Facebook and then not updating the post on Facebook to tag appropriately. Friends, it is 2024. Just having the at sign with the profile on Facebook is not going to help the accounts that you are attempting to support if you leave it that way. Plus, a little added thing here is I've noticed that your engagement and reach is not nearly as high when you auto-post from Instagram to Facebook. If you're scheduling those posts in advance, you need to create two separate posts with proper tags. And if you're posting in real time, you have to go in and update the Facebook post and tag everyone appropriately. You want to support them, right? Artists and businesses talk all the time about the easiest way to support other small businesses by tagging them and supporting them online. And this is the simplest way to do so. You don't want to miss that opportunity because, yes, contrary to what most people think, people still use Facebook. A lot of people still use Facebook, as a matter of fact. So go back and update those posts to tag. It is the simplest and easiest thing to do. While you're at it, delete those 30 hashtags too when you auto-post from Instagram to Facebook. There's no place for them there. Honestly, if you don't care about what you're posting and how it looks, why should anybody else care? You want to look professional. You want to be seen as professional in some way, and that is the easiest way to do it. All right, I will get off my soapbox now. That's your marketing tip. Let's get back to the music.
Take a little more than you think you need, and you might find the words that hide behind the corners of the mind. If you're listening, I think they know more than they're telling me. And if you want to know, they're showing sad, and they don't care at all if you disagree. It feels like I've been
Teen Mom Says, it is time for some nerdy news. You might have heard that the first fake robocall went out before the New Hampshire primary. If not, well, it was a fake call with Biden's voice telling people to stay home and not vote in the primary. Thanks to how AI and ChatGPT has exploded in the past year, this election season is going to be quite interesting. University of Cambridge Social Decision Making Laboratory wondered whether it was possible to have neural networks generate misinformation. To achieve it, they trained ChatGPT's predecessor, GPT-2, on examples of popular conspiracy theories and then asked it to generate fake news. It gave thousands of misleading but plausible sounding news stories. An example, headline, certain vaccines are loaded with dangerous chemicals and toxins. And also, government officials have manipulated stock prices to hide scandals. Now the question was, would anyone believe those claims? So in collaboration with YouGov, they went ahead to test the hypothesis. They used the AI-generated headlines to test how susceptible Americans are to AI-generated fake news. The results, 41% of Americans incorrectly thought the vaccine headline was true, and 46% thought the government was manipulating the stock market. Another recent study that was published in the journal Science showed not only that GPT-3 produces more compelling disinformation than humans, but also that people cannot reliably distinguish between human and AI-generated misinformation. It's so nerdy. I love AI and I love ChatGPT and learning about it, but it's so scary. What does it mean when it comes to like this election season, right? Everyone is so anti-mainstream media now, but in light of this advancement of AI and the spread of misinformation, it might be best to get your information directly from news sources rather than social media. In the case of fake phone calls, well, let's hope they get that under control because that could be really bad. I know most of us don't answer our phones, but there is still a significant population that does, and they listen. They listen. They fall for it. It's a very interesting study. I'll have a link to it in the show notes, and that is some nerdy news for you. Relevant information, nerdy news. All right, I've got one more song from you. The song you heard before Nerdy News was Dan E.T. and his first solo single, Round Trip, featuring Kaleidoscope Kid. And this next song is the new single from Chris Bowen Vibes, also featuring Kaleidoscope Kid, and it was produced by Dan E.T. I love seeing community work together. They are all Phoenix artists. Scene Mom Says, let's elevate.
Visionary vision on a mission, collaborating with the one spreading wisdom. Grab your higher frequencies, come along and vibe with me. Join together, we succeed around the world. Let's plant these seeds of peace and love and unity. This is the time, it's a prime opportunity. We're living up in the sky.
lift me up, I was down, down bad. Rather live in a dying, it's just the heart of a lion. It's just survival tactics, had to fight your way out. And given the time, there is a warm in the mind. It's just survival tactics, another classic. Sometimes the truth don't rhyme, and sometimes I stay up all night. Just trying to figure it out, I never figure it out.
Song that was Chris Bowen Vibes with Elevate, new music from them. Again, as I've said, I will have links to all the bands, all the news, everything in the show notes. And that's going to do it for episode 3 of Scene Mom Says. If you like what you hear, please share the love with your friends. You can also send any feedback, suggestions, music to scenemomsays@gmail.com. Thanks as always for listening, and you'll hear me again soon. You've been listening to the Scene Mom Says podcast. Intro outro music is Look Good for the Radio by Fairy Bones. Learn more about Danny and the show at dannycutler.com.